Ali, risk is there. Is the violence confined to just two or three areas of Beirut, Ali?
Yes, it is actually, of course. Some developments have happened. We understand that the supporters of the opposition have now taken control of most of the suburbs in western Beirut. We understand that the armed men of the armed forces of the ruling majority, those loyal to MP Jumblat and MP Saad al-Hariri, have either fled or have surrendered their weapons, have surrendered to the army. So this is something new. The opposition has expanded its control. Of course, most of those loyal to the ruling majority have either surrendered or fled the scene. This is something which is very new, of course. So the situation seems to have eased, and it might be that the opposition will have control actually in a matter of hours, maybe. So that is the very big development, of course. Now the violence has eased. The main reason behind that is, as I told you, that, of course, the opposition seems to be assuming control of the situation.
And the speech of Hariri so soon after, obviously, a few hours before Sheikh Nasrallah, before that, the closed-door talks, do you think he was trying to be conciliatory? His acceptance of Suleiman, trying to calm things down? Basically, it hasn't worked, has it?
Well, I think that the ruling majority actually are in a state of shock. They did not think that Hezbollah would react this way to the decisions which were taken concerning the telecommunications network and the Sabig.
Ali, it seems amazing that they didn't expect the reaction, some analysts might say. As you know, Press TV sources are saying that that Hezbollah, well, it says that they will determine the fate of its conflict with the Lebanese government in the coming hours. How will they determine it, and what do they mean by that statement?
Well, what they mean is if the ruling majority insists, as you know, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah put two conditions. He said, first of all, they must back down from their decisions concerning the surveillance camera and the telecommunications network, and must also go to dialogue and back down from the decision of removing General Shoaib, head of security. He put these conditions. Now, if the government answers to these conditions positively, then, of course, I think we could reach a settlement. If not, I think what he means, what Sayyid Hassan, or what these Hezbollah sources mean, is that they will take over the country. And as I told you before, the opposition has assumed control of many suburbs in western Beirut where there are a lot of armed men loyal to the ruling majority who have now fled and surrendered their weapons. Of course, there we saw pictures earlier of bases for these armed men. These bases are now under the control of the opposition. So it's very easy, I believe, for Hezbollah to take control if the government does not answer to the demands. The demands, as I said, of keeping General Shoaib and also going to dialogue and backing down from decisions concerning the surveillance camera and the telecommunications. So if they do request, of course, if they do answer to these requests, we reach a settlement. If not, I think it's very easy for the opposition to assume control of a country.
Well, Ali, finally, we're hearing, we obviously heard that about a hot summer from David Welch, Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs at the State Department in the United States. Do you see the hand of the United States, and what do you think they'll be advising? And if indeed Hezbollah takes over the country, as you seem to be implying, what do you think the next step will be?
Well, I think America is why, or the United States of America itself was not taking into consideration that Hezbollah would react the way it did. If you know that, of course, previously Hezbollah, there were many scuffles happened, and Hezbollah did not enter or resort to the street the way it did this time, because Hezbollah put priority on civil peace.
Sure, I said that finally, but yeah, of course, you're talking about Hezbollah there, and Amal has also been present. No word from the Christian movement leaders, just very quickly?
There was a word actually for the main Christian opposition leader, Michel Aoun. Michel Aoun, of course, is part of the opposition, the main part, and he puts responsibility on the government. He said the government is behind this escalation when it made these decisions concerning Hezbollah's network and also concerning General Shoaib. So the main Christian leader in the country is also supporting Hezbollah, supporting the positions taken by Hezbollah in this issue.
Ali Risk, I'm sure we'll be coming back to you perhaps even tonight. Our press TV correspondent there in Beirut talking about what seems a very isolated Senyura government and a very isolated Saad Hariri, it seems. Well, we can go now live to Washington where Daud El Karela, the a professor of law at Georgetown University in D.C., joins me. The Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, David Welch, we were just saying, said it would be a hot summer. How did he know?
Well, I think he might have been in communication with some of his friends, and he might have given signals, encouraging signals, and there was a miscalculation on his part, on the part of those who advised some of the Lebanese officials in the government, and this whole decision that taken by the government was a miscalculation. I think they did not expect the reaction, and the reaction has surprised both Americans and their Lebanese friends and the government that they recognize.
And do you think, I don't know whether you've been monitoring the latest events over the past few hours, just a couple of hours ago, Saad Hariri was speaking and seeming to be trying to be conciliatory at least. Why do you think Hezbollah rejected his offers in the current situation?
Well, Hezbollah was not, I assume that Hezbollah didn't see in his position a real retracting of the decision by the government. So the government has to retract its decision. It has made a wrong decision. It has escalated the problem to this point. And it seems that Hezbollah wants a clean cut.
Yes, and Professor Karela, it seems as if Hezbollah will not accept them, and it seems that Saad Hariri won't back down.
I'm not sure. I don't know whether Saad Hariri would not back down. The situation on the ground is more favorable to the opposition forces, Hezbollah and Amal and their allies. I don't know how far they can escalate the government, or where do they expect the assistance to come from. It cannot come from the U.S. There is no Arab country that would really help them with soldiers on the ground. The army is more or less paralyzed. It has withdrawn from certain positions. And eventually, they would have to find a modus vivendi that would be more accommodating to Hezbollah.
Well, the U.S. seems to be, I mean, from some analysts, want instability in Lebanon. After all, this Hezbollah telecommunications network has been known for ages. Why do you think Senyura, his U.S. backers, chose this moment in particular?
I think he might have been encouraged by outside sources, whether U.S. or others, I don't know, that this would be one way to nibble at the Hezbollah communication network and see how they would react. They probably didn't expect this reaction, and they were encouraged. For them, there is very little to lose. Disarming Hezbollah is very, very important Israeli objective, and they will be working on this objective incessantly.
Well, more to the geopolitical side of things. I mean, you were saying people not expecting things. Of course, the United States hasn't seemingly expected things. What do these events, those in Sadr City, Gaza, Helmand province, tell us about the world President Bush wants as he ends his presidency?
Well, it's very difficult to predict how the President Bush would end his presidency. President Bush realizes that his adventure in the Middle East, whether in Iraq, in Palestine, and in Lebanon, the fact that the U.S. doesn't talk to either Syria or Iran, it is not yielding any success to the U.S. So I don't know what he could do to bring about a change. Whether there is any temptation on the part of Israel to intervene in Lebanon now, thinking that Hezbollah would spread its forces thin, and this way it will come to the open, and Israel would intervene. I think it would be another miscalculation, but I'm not sure Israel would do that.
Professor Karela, live from Washington, D.C., thank you very much.